first day of spring break, dear. I'm already bored.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's
10:45 on Sunday morning.
Or is it 11:45?
No, it's 10:45. That would be 2 hours ahead.
Oh, 9:45.
Fix my clock sometime.
We'll see.
I don't care.
I'll just let it mess with you.
I don't look at that clock anymore. I don't like that clock.
This is not going well.
What? The time change for you?
This.
Okay. Hey, at least we're upright and doing a podcast. Considering last week we were both deathly ill.
The sickness invaded.
Yeah.
It was unpleasant.
You were good for the first 48 hours because I was sick first. And you were very supportive and caring.
Well, and you
then
know
you
what?
Got sick and I could just die in a ditch.
It actually worked out well that our sickness was staggered because like I was able to go to the store, get Gatorade, get saltines, get all the stuff that you were maybe willing possibly to ingest when sick. Get ginger ale.
Mm-hmm.
Pepto.
Well, because I handle sickness in a very unique fashion.
Not well?
I curl up in a little tiny ball and just wait for death.
Yeah.
Like an actual little, like curl up.
No, yeah. Yes, I'm well aware. And then moan.
Yeah.
It's the pathetic moaning. But then you also don't like it whenever I ask if you're okay because like clearly the answer is no.
Yeah, I don't know what you're.
But like you moan, so
yeah,
I feel like
fine.
It means...
I'm curled up on the floor in the fetal position, moaning.
You
but
were
I'm fine.
On the couch.
Well, because I couldn't get to the floor.
Let me tell you, bathroom floor, best place. Because it was cool.
Just saying, this was not a great week.
It was really just the weekend.
You had a couple of real winners, though, when you were sick, including one time I asked you in the middle of the night, "How are you okay? How are you feeling?" And your response is, "I feel pale." Which
I mean, I was pale.
You're always pale.
I was paler.
That's true.
I was like really pale.
And considering that this seems to be something going around campus.
No.
No, it is.
It doesn't seem to be
something
that's going around campus. You literally...
No, it's regional, but...
Got sick not this past Thursday, the Thursday before.
Yeah.
At night. The next morning, you got a campus-wide email that said, hey, this is going around campus.
It was a great post... sickness confirmation.
So it's not a seem. It seems to have been going around campus. It was going around campus.
But then you instructed me that and asked me while you were sick, just go, you're going to find the kid who did this to us and fail him, right?
I stand by that. Because it takes a lot. I can be sick, like I can have a cold or something like that, and I'm like, fine. You know, it takes a lot to like get me down.
Yeah.
This was bad. it was just bad. It was unpleasant, and I didn't feel like I could move without potentially upsetting my stomach. It was bad.
Yeah.
So, yes, I stand by that, and I would like you to find this student, and, I mean, fail would be mean, because the student, too, probably also potentially missed class already.
Yeah.
But, admonish?
You sit there and think about what you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's tax season.
We'll see how that goes. Well, that's fair. I feel about taxes the way I felt the other day.
Yeah.
I feel about the IRS the way I felt the other day.
It did, however, mess me up. Because I was tracking something very important. And then being homesick for... Well, I got sick Saturday night.
48 hours.
So I was sick Sunday and then took off Monday. So I didn't have the ability Monday to track the progress of what I was tracking.
Yeah, you won't tell me. What were you tracking?
Okay, so the Wednesday before you got sick.
Okay.
Pre-sickness, if you will. We had a really bad windstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the traffic lights, like when you're coming down Elton, the traffic light right after you go under the 219, like, so you could be stopped there, like under the 219 bridge up by Walmart.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's like the off ramp is right there. Okay. One of the traffic lights, because of the wind, was turned completely sideways. So I was tracking how many days it would take them to fix it.
Oh.
So that I noticed it Wednesday on my way home. It was still like that through Saturday. But then till I went back to work on Tuesday, it was fixed. So sometime between Saturday and Tuesday, it got fixed. So it took whoever's responsible for that, PennDOT, Penelec, the township, I don't know.
It could have been any of them, actually.
It took them, to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it took them 4 to 5 days to fix it.
Well, that's not bad. I have to remember that last term there was that dead skunk in front of the township building that literally everyone drove past every day.
Yeah.
It was there long enough, I had to take attendance for it in my classes. And it wasn't like some obscure kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was like right in front of the township building. It wasn't some off the beaten path road that I just happened to travel on all the time. It was in front of the building.
Yeah, But like I said, I don't know who would be responsible for fixing said light. But I mean, I don't know. It was just because it wasn't even like it was just like slightly crooked. It was like completely turned, and it was essentially facing the off ramp from 219.
Oh, that's not confusing at all.
I'm like, people tend to get confused driving around here to begin with.
Especially that intersection.
Like, yes, the other lights are completely further away, but this could cause some issues, I think. I don't know. Turned out okay, I guess.
Good. Go figure.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to look and see where we were on stuff. Since our last show, we did have Pit Day Giving. Yeah. That worked out well.
That was successful.
Crushed that one. That was great. Really came in. We were hoping we had 162 people last year. Our goal was 188, and we ended up with 222. Sixth place on the leaderboards amongst all the schools across the whole university. I liked your take between the legal and illegal drug dealers, between the pharmacy down. We ended up in sixth place between pharmacy and general studies that actually just are kind of random students who may not ever have a career path. I thought that was a little harsh of what you said about legal and then illegal drug dealers.
Yes, but you found it funny.
It was funny. But that worked out well.
I mean, we did beat all the other branch campuses.
We beat all the other branch campuses. Did our 4 hours on the live stream.
With who potentially got you sick.
That's absolutely where it came from. Seeing that many people in a confined spot like that for that long. Yeah, there was no chance that wasn't It wasn't that day. Especially considering it was the friendly little late write-up was 48-hour incubation time.
Yeah.
And it was 48 hours.
What's funny is that, like,
Tuesday and I'm getting sick, and 48 hours between me getting sick and you getting sick.
Yeah. What was funny, though, is that I don't, like, remember hearing you say about anybody else getting sick.
Well, I didn't talk to anybody for other than, like, 15-minute chunks.
Well, no, but I feel like...
Oh, like anyone else who was there the full time?
Yeah.
Well, you have to remember, too, that I'm the only one with a kind of a crappy immune system.
You're the weak link.
Yes.
So really, you're the one at fault.
Well, you're the one who keeps shoving all those immunosuppressant medicines in my...
I just do what I'm told.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So that was successful. So thank you for everyone who participated with that. That was kind of neat.
Willingly and not willingly.
Yes.
Out of guilt.
Did that. Spring break, like I told you at the start of the show.
I think you're missing. You're jumping way over. Like, if we're going in chronological order of, like, things that have happened, you missed a key thing for me, at least.
Okay, well, that would be your topic, so.
So it's been years since this has happened.
Okay.
Because it was before you started not feeling so great.
Okay.
You know, when you had more energy and ability to move and stuff like that. And so it's been years since I've just randomly come home on a day and the entire living room has been moved around.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was like 4 hours. And that was the weird thing about getting sick. Because I did that. Like 3 hours before
Thursday.
I got sick, I was perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Redid the living room, clean, kind of figured I had some free time. Could start like the spring cleaning, dust everything.
No, no. And give the real reason why you did it.
Search for lost items due to the fur balls. And then immediately got sick. Yeah. So I never thought about it. Yes. But so you had to deal with that. Or you were surprised by the change.
I was... Honestly, yes, but also at the same time, not quite as surprised as I was this Thursday, a week later, when I came home and it was moved back.
I hated it. I hated it. It was awful.
So it was all like a week-long experiment because the cat couldn't keep his collar on, the collar that he needs to open his food bowl and eat.
If I could have done it sooner, I would have.
I believe that.
No, I hated it. I hated my chair where it was. I hated the couch the way it was.
It's just because we got so used to it.
Yeah. Well, it's
actually
more functional.
It hadn't actually been that way for...
Been a year.
Because It was like right around... Right after you first got sick.
Yeah, it's been a year and a half. Year and a half.
We moved it to the way that it was and now is again.
Yeah.
So that it would be easier. One, so that, because your chair wasn't out there.
Yeah.
Your recliner
wasn't out
there. The
chair's more comfortable for me, either way.
And then so that you would have that to, like, recline on, not feeling good. And not have to go the whole way, which was not fun during the sickness. Go the whole way around the couch and squeeze through to get to the bathroom.
Yeah, the narrow there was tricky too.
Yeah,
but we can't move any of that stuff. So yeah, well it's better now.
Yeah, but you know it worked out.
So I have something on my list called Weather Team Cold and Wind. Do you have any idea what I could mean by that?
Weather Team Cold and Wind. Like, at the top yet? Like, how long ago was this from?
Well, it's just one continuous note. I don't know. Okay. Moving on.
Did the weather team think that there was a potential for it to be cold and windy
no.
in March?
I wonder if it's a typo. February? I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Because, I mean, today's forecast is...
Dusting of snow to 6 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing yet.
It was snowing a little earlier, though.
But it has been, like, raining for the last couple days.
And hard, too.
I don't know if you've actually physically, like, left the house.
I didn't yesterday.
But I'm pretty sure that our driveway has turned into an earthworm convention.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
They're, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, where do they think they're going to go?
Well, they don't know.
No, there's not bright.
They're earthworms. What?
I expect more from an earthworm. I don't know why. But you think that they would know that, like, once they are not on dirt.
They're just getting away from the water so they don't drown.
Well, so instead,
they dry out on
the blacktop. They dry out on the blacktop.
Yeah.
Because the same thing happens at work. So I walked in yesterday to work and I go to Vanessa. I'm like, it smells like fishing outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, it gets that, like, rainy weather and, like, all the earthworms come up and all that. And it just smells like fishing. She agreed with me.
She would.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
But then we're just like, but where do they come from? Like, at work, you know? And the only thing we can figure is that there's a, like, 3-foot strip of grass at the very back of the parking lot, and the parking lot sloped, that they come out over the edge of the curb, fall onto the asphalt, and then get washed down.
Nice.
Because they seem to collect, like, along the sidewalk. I don't know.
Maybe. No, but I didn't. Nature. I didn't go anywhere yesterday. Where was I Friday?
But it's like doing this, like, hopscotch thing, trying not to step on them.
I went to campus on Friday.
You did go to campus on Friday because I stayed home.
Yeah. That's right. I had my meetings.
Yeah.
That's good.
What? That's
two projects that I can't completely talk about publicly yet, but both are finally wrapping up.
What's the... Oh. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk about them in the coming weeks when I can actually public, and I'll get into them more and share links and stuff. But they've been a long time coming, and now they're kind of both coming to a conclusion at the exact same time, which is good. I'm excited. Oh.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
Yeah. I forget why we were even talking about it the other day. This is what my note says. PL equals pre-liver.
Oh.
I forget why we were talking about it. But you said something. You said that. You said PL. And I'm like, what? And you're like, pre-liver. And I'm like, as opposed to PL. Post liver?
Yeah, it didn't work out. I tried coming up with something there, and it didn't work.
Well, yeah, because it's the same.
I know. I didn't think it through.
Okay, that's all.
But it was an attempt.
It made me laugh.
Well, that's good. I know. I forget what we're trying to figure out about timing wise and stuff. I like my topic.
What's that?
Because I can't quite remember what we were speaking of. But then I started down the path and I said I'd wait for this episode to talk about my theory of the gradient of stupid. How there is a wide gradient of levels of stupid amongst people.
Okay.
That didn't go from just a little thing the whole way to, like, complete stupidity.
I do not know where this...
Yes.
What... cause this?
Well, take a pick on anything we've had to deal with in the last 2 weeks. But it's not just a binary thing. It's a whole gradient. It's like a rainbow of different levels of intensities and colors of stupidity.
Okay.
from very, very minor stupid stuff to very, very significantly stupid things.
Okay. Question for you.
Yes.
On this scale, on this rainbow scale, where would you put someone who puts their turn signal on to enter a roundabout?
Like
the very bottom, like not
like let's say like 1 through 10,
like I'd low say level
10 being the worst, like yeah, like a 2,
like low level, like is just kind of like a why are we doing this.
I think to me that's somebody who doesn't need to do it but is being overly cautious and hopefully
by the way.
Oh no, it's a yield sign. 4. I was going to give them some benefit of the doubt, thinking maybe they're excessive turn signal users, which is better than not.
No, they also
but also stopping at a yield sign when you don't have to.
Yeah, and there were no cars coming.
No.
There were no cars coming.
That takes it to
a
4.
Yeah, okay.
Is that your road rage complaint of the week?
That was my traffic observation for, it was actually last week. It was pre-sickness.
Compared to post-sickness. Again, doesn't work.
Right. I don't know. Did you have things that needed to be put on this scale?
I'm just thinking it's something that we could start assigning numbers to of things we come across.
Okay.
Like the idea that we don't have a zoning officer for a month.
/ borough manager.
Administrator.
Administrator, sorry. No cat. That is something I don't need. I don't need Facebook posts yelling at me.
I don't know why that happened. But on the other hand, better being out of the area than not, I guess.
I don't know.
By far. But again, I'm not the biggest fan. And I've made that very clear to a lot of people.
And that's okay.
And that's fine.
Hope nobody needs any zoning done.
Yeah, it's not like beginning of spring.
But isn't that also like
construction
building permits and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it never happens in spring.
How many people do you think actually get a building permit?
Yeah, it's probably not actually that big of a deal other than just...
Like, if anything, I mean, this is your chance to get a building project done without having to pay for the $5 for the permit.
It's the Wild West.
I don't have anything else.
You're kind of out of stuff? Well,
it's been a very weird week.
It's been, yeah, it's been 2 weeks since we've done an episode, but we've spent a significant portion of that week not well. Or that 2 weeks.
Just constantly exhausted because I went back to work on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Like, I was only off Sunday and Monday. And I went back to work Tuesday. And it's just been, I don't know.
Well, you're still
trying to catch up, trying to, I don't know. At one point this week, up until Friday, where you're like, I bought stuff to make spaghetti. Which is, like, normally something I would say after being sick.
Well, it had been long enough that, you know.
But prior to that, my food consumption consisted of saltines and toast. I even had what I'm referring to as dessert toast because I put jelly on it.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
And popsicles.
But was that... See, I hadn't eaten that much, but it was more of I wasn't hungry.
No, you're right. I also was not
like
hungry.
I just wasn't hungry. After
yeah, I didn't have much of an appetite. I still don't really. But to go from toast to spaghetti.
Yeah, but it was good though.
It was good. And then I ate too much because I wasn't used to eating.
There you go.
Happens.
So, not a whole lot going on, although I did have plenty of time to pile a mass of abandoned tax season time movies.
Okay. So, what did you watch?
I have 5.
Oh, boy.
last.
Well, you, because you took Tuesday off too.
No. All of these were both all done Saturdays.
Oh, that's a lot of movie. Well, I did work a lot yesterday.
Yeah. Last week, I did the 2010. I think it was 2010. 18 movie.
That's okay.
Decent movie. As a standalone thing, not necessarily. It's like a weird take on the A-Team.
Yeah.
I still maintain that the best sequel to the A-Team's Burn Notice. Which, in actuality, it's kind of the same show.
Yeah.
Accused of a crime you didn't commit. You're in a city's underground, Miami in this case, where you're going around trying to solve that thing. But at the same time, week to week, you're helping people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of thing. So it's actually more of a successor
to
me.
I feel like they made the movie, like...
They had to make it a movie.
Too campy.
Oh, see, I was almost the other way.
Like,
I think they didn't have to go through the whole big... they don't need to do the whole big backstory about... Because the whole movie is them in trouble.
Yeah.
Which, in the whole TV show, was the opening theme song.
Yeah.
Accused of a crime they didn't commit. That's all you needed to know.
It's like
every Batman movie has to have 40 minutes of the kid watching his parents get killed. We know what happens to Batman's parents.
But what if you don't?
No, everyone knows.
No, what if you don't?
Lost tribes in the Amazon know what happened to Bruce Wayne's parents.
I guess.
So they could have made it.
But not everybody knows that about the A-Team.
Yes, they do. I would maintain. Or you could simply do it as a, again, part of the opening and be done with it.
Yeah.
Versus where you could still do an international type thing, because they did have episodes where they were doing that, but you'd do it like them helping somebody with like a drug cartel or something. And it's more of a big episode, which still had the grand scheme of things, but without the, do we need the whole setup?
Yeah. I'm with you.
So I did that one, and then in the afternoon, killing time, I watched the historical documentary Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
That's not a documentary.
Yes, it is.
No.
Abraham Lincoln was in it. I've seen him in the history books.
Wait, what? You said Abraham Lincoln was in it?
Yeah.
That's what makes it... Oh, good Lord. No.
No.
Not a documentary. Also...
Not a great movie.
Not a great movie.
No. Not a great movie. And then this week, which is funny because it came up yesterday, and that's what I point to you, is I watched Airplane.
Oh, that's why you had that quote like ready to go for me.
Yes.
That I had no idea what you were talking about.
Yes.
Because I've probably seen all total like 15 minutes, not consecutively, of Airplane.
Yes. Good luck. Just want to let you know we're all counting on you. Yes, I watched Airplane.
See, that means nothing to me.
It's.
I now know that it's a quote from the movie, but it means nothing to me.
Still, just insane things, weird, funny kind of movie. So watched Airplane, and then I looked. Because I started after you left yesterday. There's nothing going on in the morning. And then I realized, well, geez, it's like 10 o'clock. So then Amazon suggested for me, based on that, I watched the set of 48 Hours and another 48 Hours. Nick Nolte and Eddie Murphy. Buddy cop movie.
You have not seen them. No.
No. Nolte's a cop. Eddie Murphy's a criminal. But he knows how to. He was part of this gang that Nolte's going after. So he gets him out of jail for 48 hours to help him catch his former.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they kind of don't like each other, but it's like the classic 80s don't like each other but have to work together, then they learn to like each other.
Huh.
And then they do it for a second movie.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm, yeah. It's different. It's got that, I don't know, because I grew up with that kind of grungy 80s vibe that I kind of like. Like, think of, like, you know, like the original Night Court, when like the opening where it's like that kind of grungy city thing. That's, yeah. It's got that vibe.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
And this was because Amazon recommended them to you?
Yes. Well, I had seen them both long ago. It's not one that pops up in my Eddie. You know, it doesn't.
Maybe that's what you should do to pick your movies. Just like, what does Amazon recommend?
That's kind of what I'm going on to some extent. Like, I didn't pick Airplane. Like, it was there sitting, like, hey, new to Amazon. I'm like, oh, cool, I'm going to watch that today. But I hadn't seen 48 Hours in a long time. It kind of fits in that vibe, like Running Scared with Billy Crystal. We watched that just a little bit ago. Billy Crystal and his partner, they're cops in Chicago. The guy who became president in West Wing was the criminal, Jimmy Smits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of got that kind of gringy vibe.
Yeah.
But it's certainly not something that pops up when you think about, and like Beverly Hills Cop is a different, that gets more play than an Eddie Murphy movie.
Yeah.
Than 48 Hours does.
Well, because, was 48 Hours a comedy?
In some ways.
Like, I always think of Beverly Hills Cop as more of a comedy.
It's more comedy than cop movie. Yeah. But it's still Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Oh. Interesting.
Yeah. So, all in all, fairly enjoyable watches.
That's good. It keeps you busy.
Yeah.
You and the cats.
There you go. And on today, on to Phoenix for the race.
Yeah, are we done then on the
West Coast?
Yeah.
God, I hope so. I hate the freaking West Coast swing.
Not that it's going to make them start any earlier, because they usually don't.
Because next week's Bristol.
Yeah, but it's still probably at like 2.
Well, it's 3:30, but it's not dirt Bristol. And then Circuit of the Americas, which is kind of ironic, or a milestone for us in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because we were down in Pittsburgh.
That's what we were down for your assessment.
For assessment. My 3 days of testing. Been a year. Wow.
Yeah. Time flies.
It does. All right, dear. See what this week brings.
Hopefully more sleep.
Well, you have to work.
Yeah.
I'm on spring break.
Oh, God.
Why? What is bad has happened when I've had no adult supervision and a lot of free time?
Did you miss the part where we talked about you moving the living room around twice?
I didn't have free time then.
Yeah. And that still happened.
Gun club tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
I gotta find my notes.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
And we can't forget our passenger.
Oh, yeah. No, that, I mean, it's important. He's in town?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure that'll be fine. Fun.
It will be.
Right? Yeah.
I just may have to handle an insurance company. But we'll figure that out tomorrow.
I mean, I just don't understand why they think that essentially because a pool building
insurance
is,
companies are off completely off the rails.
It's
going to
cost so much to replace.
They want like $500 or $600 for the company insurance right now.
For what?
I have no idea.
Just liability?
Yeah.
General liability insurance?
At this point, it's not worth it. I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Because I got free time and it's spring break.
Oh, heaven help me.
This has been a production of Quantum Wave Media.